This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
I care less but workers of iniquity. Rastafari, it's my security.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy Sound Games, Pindertal, Printmasters, Sandcastle Bahamas, Tropical Gyros, and the Water and Sewage Corporation.
And keep apart from Satan. I'll let her walk with me, talk to me. Show me the thoughts in them heart for me. My depth on my journey, them can't see me. And my purpose in me, can't write off for me. Be a shield for me, reveal to me. The bad card, what them man deal and give me. You never hesitate for bust the seal for me. I'll let, and I'm going out and when my forward in. Never leave my Jaja. Keep us far from vampires. And I'm going out and coming in. Keep us far from demons. Keep us far from Satan. More time I can't believe. Feel for grief. Flesh them a tear and them coming at me. The Bible tell me about a gnashing of teeth. Me think a joke but now the joke's on me. Stay with me. I clear the stage to me. I'm smiling on my face and I think I great for me. So when me touch your rush, I rave with me. So in my going out and coming in, never leave I judge and keep us far from cultures. And never going out and coming in, keep my fire right on and keep us far from Satan. Workers of iniquity, Rastafari is my security.
We're back at you on the Monday, May 12th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. It is Monday, and we do have a special guest on the Monday edition. As you know, Roscoe Thompson will be chiming in with him as we do each and every Monday live from Abaco on the flip side of the break. But our special guest, and he'll be chiming in on the flip side of the break as well, former MP for Mount Moriah and former Minister of National Security, Mr. Marvin Dames. We got lots to talk about. Glad to see him. I wouldn't know if this fountain you drinking out of, buddy. You're supposed to be looking younger than all us now. Hold on. What's going on? So we got to talk about plenty of things on the flip side of the break. And Roscoe will be joining us, but obviously the lines will be open. So if you want to chime in, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head. Brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC. 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4259, 325-4316. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. All right, that's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Ow, like I told you, we got a hot one today, so we're going to take that quick break right now. And we'll chime in with Roscoe Thompson from Abaco. He'll join us live as he does each and every Monday. And our special guest, like I told you, former MP for Mount Moriah and Minister of National Security, Mr. Marvin Dames, coming up on the flip side of the break as the Monday, May 12th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Me. Show me the thoughts and them heart for me. My depth on my journey, them can't see me. And my preface in me, can't write off for me. Be a shield for me, reveal to me. The bad card, what them man deal and give me. You never hesitate for bust the seal for me. I lay, and I'm going out and when my forward in. Never leave, I judge.
Since 1989, Joker's Wild Comedy Club has been the heart of laughter in the Bahamas. But now an era is coming to a close.
Get ready.
Join us May 20th to the 25th for the final shows with your headliner for the evening.
For my guy, comedian Tommy Davidson.
Joker's Wild Comedy Club has hosted world-class comedians from the early days of Steve Harvey and legends like Jay Leno and Damon Wayans. Joker's Wild has been more than just a comedy club. It's been a home for laughter and creativity.
We gotta start loving each other. Stop it. We stereotype too. Black people, white people can't dance. White people dance their ass off, just different.
Tommy Davidson, along with featured comedian Kirk Green and house comedian Naughty. Don't miss your last chance to experience the magic. May 20th to the 25th, Joker's Wild Comedy Club. Admission $50. Get your tickets now at AtlantisBahamas.com/events. Come enjoy and relive the laughter at Joker's Wild Comedy Club.
Been off the WSC grid for over a year? Now's the time to come back and save big. For a limited time only, the Water and Sewage Corporation is offering up to 50% off reconnection fees for customers disconnected for more than 1 year. Don't miss this chance to reconnect and enjoy reliable, quality water service at a discounted rate. Call 302-5599 to learn more. Water and Sewage Corporation, dedicated to dependable, affordable water solutions.
Turn up the heat and the flavor with the new jalapeno fire from KFC. Crunch into the iconic taste of KFC's original recipe, extra large filet that's made with KFC's secret recipe of 11 herbs and spices cooked to perfection. Stacked high with spicy jalapeno peppers, pepper jack cheese, and our cool but kicking jalapeno sauce, all wrapped up in a soft toasted brioche bun. Go bolder and crank up the heat with our spicy zinger filet. The new jalapeno fire is bringing the heat and it's finger licking good.
Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel want to take you and three others on a 7-day cruise to Panama, Colombia, Curacao, and Aruba on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas. And here's the best part, no visa required. That's right, no visa required. You have 4 ways to enter, 4 ways to win. 1, fill out the form in the Nassau Guardian. 2, listen to Star 106.5 and Guardian Radio 96.9. 3, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. 4, or make a purchase at Going Places Travel. Entry deadline is June 27, 2025. So pack your bags, get ready to soak up the sun, and feel that ocean breeze. You and 3 loved ones sailing the high seas on a vacation cruise of a lifetime. Drawing is on July 4, 2025. Brought to you by the Nassau Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel. Certain conditions apply. Airfare, taxes, and gratuities not included.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
I care less what workers of iniquity. Rastafari. It's my security. Chimney. And I'm going out and coming in. Never leave by Jaja. I keep a far from vampires. And I'm a going out and coming in.
We're back at you on the Monday, May 12th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. Let's get right to Abaco. We got Roscoe Thompson. Roscoe, what's going on, man? All is well with you and yours? Roscoe, listen, I know you've been playing with plenty horses and pressing plenty buttons and all, but... Unmute yourself.
Actually, we're hoping for this rain to come in and drench us right now. It's been spitting all day. But
well, I hope you get the well-deserved rain. I know you've been dealing with it over the weekend. I mean, you know, we have our special guest, Mr. Dames, today, so we're going to have a good conversation.
Good afternoon to our former minister and MP, Marvin Dames. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. Good afternoon, Mr. Thompson. Pleasure.
And, of course, we're going to talk fire and all things fire. I think we need to talk about, you know, Mr. Dames has called, you know, for an independent fire department. F&M leader Mr. Michael Pintard has doubled down on it. That's been in the F&M manifesto since 2021, in all fairness. So it's been there. So we need to talk about it. And I think if we're talking about independent fire departments, Roscoe, I think Marsh Harbor, you know, volunteer fire department down there has done a great job assuring how an independent fire department can run with no resources. So just imagine if we had some with resources. So I think we need to have a conversation there. But before we get into that, real quick, We're Ollie right now. Text is coming immediately. Naughty ask Roscoe, any fire still burning in Abaco? Give him an update, please, Roscoe.
Yeah, we still have a few. Bahama Coral Island, going north towards Treasure Key, that area. There might be a couple hot spots south, but here in Central Marsh Harbor, we're probably 100% contained. There's no hot spots right now besides going out towards Spring City, maybe behind the Spring City lay down site. There's a couple, you know, just as we call little hot spots, nothing to flare up because everything's burned out there. It's just old stumps burning and things like that right now.
But y'all pretty much have a grip on it.
Right now, yes.
And yes, obviously, if you get rain, that'll help, obviously.
That will actually help with the areas that aren't burnt yet, per se, like in Marsh Harbor. If we do have an arsonist going around lighting fires, it will keep that, as we call the fuel, the younger trees and the stuff under there will keep the ground damp so they cannot light anything.
And you know what I found concerning on a separate note? I got some pictures, I think, from you and some others as well, definitely in Abaco as well, telling me, Naughty, look, have a look at this. Interestingly, the debris from the shanty towns is now becoming like a junkyard.
Yeah.
So now you've got vehicles and other things there that'll be more, you know, accelerants for fire and probably even a worse fire if that debris were to catch on fire, correct?
Correct. Yeah, it's I was posted yesterday and also I posted in my council group over here for local government that it needs to be addressed. But again, I will call out the Minister of Works, Clay Sweeten. When you do a project and you do an exercise where you knock down buildings that are illegally built, you have to clean up your mess that is put there, because you've caused issues for us last year. And right now it's a dumping ground for all sorts of stuff.
Yes, it's not a good look, man. I really hope they could get that rectified. But like I said, Roscoe, we do have our...
Hey,
go ahead.
Now let me just say, and I'll let Mr. Dame speak, because I do have to go. We have an emergency meeting out in Spring City tonight. But the one thing I just, you know, I did a post the other day on Facebook, and I want people to realize I'm not bragging about what Abaco has. But I'm just giving a mere fact of, you know, from north to south. And as Mr. Dames will explain, there's sometimes you cannot move a fire engine if you only have one in a certain area. But, you know, when you look at the mainland of Abaco, we have between 14 to 16 fire trucks, pumpers, tankers, mobile vehicles. We have more fire trucks than what Nassau, Lutheran, Grand Bahama have put together. That does not mean that we can move a fire truck from Sandy Point because they only have one fire truck down in Sandy Point, where Marsh Harbor might have six fire trucks or three pumpers, a tanker, and a crash and rescue. We're able to utilize all of them to help out. So I wanted to clear that up, you know, with people, you know, especially, and I'm going to call his name out, CA, I think CA Newry doesn't understand sometimes. You know, we're not asking for anything from government except for some funding. We're not asking for y'all to come over here and fix something that isn't broken. You know, at times we just need the manpower to help and assist when these things happen, not after the fact. So I just wanted to clear that up. And, you know, you have an experienced person on here that's going to be speaking in regards to fires and protocol and things like that. The only thing that I advise, not just here in Abaco, but throughout the Bahamas, please make sure you have a fire extinguisher in your house under the sink. You don't think it can happen to you, but just yesterday we had a house fire in Murphytown, and that can make all the difference in the world.
Right. All right, that's Roscoe, true. I appreciate you chiming in. I know you said you got an emergency, so go handle that. If you get a chance to chime back in, please do. I know you'll be listening. But good stuff, again, as always, and God bless you guys down there. Continue doing what you're doing down there. You're doing a great job keeping it all under bay.
The only other thing I will say to this government, please fix our fire hydrants. We have fire hydrants that are inoperable.
I saw that. That fire hydrant was obviously inoperable, and it was 100 hidden.
100 feet away from that person's house yesterday.
Yeah, maybe they need to do a little cleaning up around the bush, the verges there and off that track there and clarify where that hydrant is and make sure it has water. Because like you said in the video, it was clear. I mean, that could have assisted in the fight.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Roscoe, appreciate it, man. All the best. Give my regards to everybody down there.
I'll be listening in.
And if you need to chime back in, chime in.
Yeah.
All the best, Mr. Thompson.
All right, take care, Roscoe. Be safe, man. Appreciate you, bro. And, of course, we'll talk to Roscoe in depth again next Monday. But, Mr. Dames, how are you? First and foremost, good to see you. How are you? How are your family?
Always a pleasure, sir. The family is good. Always a pleasure to see you, Naughty.
Man, and likewise, but I still don't know, man. I got to ask what's going on, man. We just found a you drinking out of, man. What's going on, broski?
Just staying away from the stress.
There you go. But anyway, we got to draw you back into the stress now because, boy, the country needed it and we need some advice. Obviously, we know that you made headlines today in The Guardian.
Yeah.
You called for an independent fire department. Obviously, you called from that capacity for your former position as Assistant Commissioner of Police and dealing with the fire branch. So you know what's going on. You've been on a multiple of islands as well. So you know the layout of the island settlements and what they need infrastructure-wise in regards to fire departments. But I agree with you and I agree with Mr. Pintard. I've said it on this show numerous times. I think the fire branch needs to be independent. Yep. Whatever name you want to come up with it, Royal Bahamas Fire Brigade, Royal Bahamas Fire Branch, I don't care. But we need a separate entity, and I feel that all of those fire or police stations that house fire engines or should house fire engines, because not all are housing them now. We've done our little research here, and it's appalling. They should be facilitated with a fire service, where there's a fire engine and a smaller fire engine, and then a paramedic van, a smaller ambulance, a paramedic could go out and assist, because in those communities, that's what you need right away. And I always looked at it when I went to college. They have them in every town, every city close by, two or three. Why can't we do it here?
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. As you would have mentioned during your prelude, that it was included in our 2021 manifesto. And had we won the government, by now that would have been a reality. You know, I served as the Deputy Commissioner of Police for the Royal Bahamas Police Force around 2010-11, thereabouts. And during that time, I had remit for the Royal Bahamas Police Force Fire Service. If you were to ask any of the senior command in the force today, where is the fire department best place? I am willing to bet you that every one of them, from the commissioner on down, would tell you that it is time is long overdue, for the fire department to be a separate service. As it stands now, the fire department is only considered a division within the Royal Bahamas Police Force.
That's a quick question I want to ask. Do you have officers that actually, when they enter the police force, say, I want to go to the fire branch, or they recruit from within once they get them rolled out?
You have everyone, all of these divisions, competing for one budget. The fire department is an entity whose primary remit is to fight fire. All right? The rest of the force, their primary remit is law enforcement. Okay?
Right.
And so, given the times that we're in, where crime is spiraling out of
control. The majority
of
the budget is going to lean heavily to the police force.
He's going to say, this was allocated for the fire department. I'm going to via funds from this heading to another heading to fight crime. And what generally happens, and this is no fault or no criticism of the commissioner, when you're in a crime fight, the tendency is always, Where can I pull the extra resources from? And usually, the fire department is that division that the commissioner or the command of the force will go to pull those resources, because they say, you're not fighting fire every day. All right? So what we're faced with now, we're faced with competing resources. So you're either taking the resource to put it on crime, as the Royal Bahamas Police Force is mandated to do, or you're going to leave what is in fire for fire.
Has this really led, this predicament within the budgetary, confines and restraints and move in here and there within the Royal Bahamas Police Force to fight crime. Is that why you were quoted as saying that you view the fire department as an afterthought these days?
Yeah, the fire department, obviously it is. Okay, let's look at it this way. We had the highest number. This government has promoted the highest number of assistant commissioners in the history of the Royal Bahamas Police Force. None of them has a responsibility, overall remit, the singular remit to manage fire. So none of them is an assistant commissioner of fire services. The most senior officer in the fire services, unless something changed yesterday, may be a chief superintendent and a superintendent, okay? So if this government is looking at the fire department as a very important agency, one would think, if you elevating all of these persons to assistant commissioner, shouldn't one be an assistant commissioner with responsibility for fire services? This is not a knock on the Royal Bahamas Police Force, right? But this is what we face today. Most of the officers, the experienced officers within the fire department, are either retired or they're close to retirement. So you're going to have a significant deficit.
And here comes my next question real quick. Obviously, if we got to this level where we had independent fire branch or independent fire department separate unto itself from the Royal Bahamas Police Force, and we had stations within the communities, all right?
Yeah.
We have to look at how do we facilitate getting everything functioning. And I look at, okay, you just said firefighters are either retired, semi-retired. There are a wave of young men and women that come out every year out of high school. Is there not a way that we could graft some of them and get them into firefighting?
1,000%. Firefighting.
Because I'm thinking if you get them young, no disrespect, they can have a good run and make a career and get benefits.
You're correct, but we have to make it attractive enough. Firefighting is a profession.
Because I look at firefighters in the States, and you have the firehouse, and you work 3 days, and you cook, and you clean, and you wait for that alarm to call, and you got 2 days off or 3 days, and you're back to work.
You want to see how it works? Look at the NYPD. Look at New York Fire Department. The officers in the fire department here, especially those experienced senior officers, are some of the most hardworking officers you can find. They love their profession so much, they retire and return as reservists, right? To fight the fire and to take the lead in firefighting, all right? But the reality is the fire department will not grow as long as it is perceived as a division within the Royal Bahamas Police Force. The Royal Bahamas Police Force primary mandate is to fight crime. So you can't blame the commissioner and the team for that. I can put some emphasis on the fire department. We're putting the emphasis now because of the situation that we're in. But the reality is, and here is what is so concerning, if we were to have a fire at one of our major resorts where lives are on the line, okay, firefighting is a profession. You can't just put on a fire uniform and go and fight a fire, all right? It is high time for us to come to the realization.
That's when you look and you see, like you mentioned, New York, in any major city or metropolis in America, the fire chief will always liaise with the chief of police in those kind of situations where it's an emergency or a fire.
Absolutely.
And then sometimes if the fire calls, then the fire chief will get the lead dog status. You do it. I need you to follow my lead.
1,000%. And I was so pleased in listening to our leader when he was on radio last, really highlighting this very, very critical point, you know, that we need an independent fire services with its own organizational structure, its own leadership structure, its own budget, right? And a model that suits, that fits the Bahamas. I will go as far as to say we need a fire service, fire and emergency services. And here's what I mean, and you touched on it briefly. We've been having issues with EMS that they can't find drivers to drive the ambulance.
Because they stick shift.
Okay. And there hasn't been proper planning and focus on emergency services.
Right.
They too are perceived as an afterthought under the Public Hospital Authority umbrella. So what I am recommending, there are models in the U.S. that reflects this out.
And it'd be more beneficial to firefighters and paramedics and ambulance drivers because they got more benefits. They're specialized and it's one umbrella. This is what we do.
And it's given that we're a small country but very diverse physically, you can effectively carry out this mandate, right? It can be cost effective, and you can cross train, right? So you have a commissioner of fire and emergency services, you have a deputy commissioner, and under that, you have director of fire services, director of EMS, right? And under each of those headings, you have training and education and recruitment of career fire and EMS officers, as well as recruitment of volunteers.
And these kind of careers also allow, you know, with technology changing in the field, then you have seminars internationally and globally that you actually learn the craft.
Absolutely. Firefighting is a profession. And you have to, there was a time when fire officers traveled all over the world to receive the best training available.
And certification.
In the UK and America. I don't know how much that happens today. And that's the challenge. And it will continue this way if we don't come to the realization that change must happen, and it must happen now.
All right, we got to get to the phone lines. We got a couple of texts. We'll get to them as well, too. Let's get to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's happening, GNN? I had a feeling you was going to be the first caller of the day. You know, I know how you go.
Well, Don said, see, you and Marvin Dance. Marvin Dance, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you, sir?
Right, I'm wonderful. This is Marvin Johnson.
Oh.
Y'all reach through this phone and take my idea, recommendation right out of my mouth, man.
Really?
Yes, man.
That's how hard you was thinking about it. It just ran into the universe.
You understand me?
Yes.
I was just going to say, I had an experience in the United States when I was a little boy in Boys Brigade Band.
Yes, sir.
And I bumped my head in the skating ring over there. And the people say call the medics. Okay, now I thinking when ambulance coming for me, you know what I mean?
Right.
When they say the paramedics are here, big fire engine outside, and these fellas jumping off, half just come yes. with their stuff. Come to tend to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that is an excellent idea, Mr. Dave.
Yes, sir.
Amalgamate the ambulance services with the fire services, and then you have paramedic, firemen, all of that properly trained
yes, sir.
Into one.
Well, you know, sir, this is so true. You know, we have been practicing this in a very rudimentary, rudimentary way. Let me explain what I mean. That for several years now, we had played around with putting ambulances at the respective police stations along with the fire engines to cut down on response time. But the way that has worked, it was very loose. And we're seeing the results of that today. It's not effective, and it hasn't been working. And time has come now for us as a small country to be very. We have to take a sensible approach to this and a cost-effective approach, because firefighting is not cheap. You know, these fire appliances are not cheap, and the other equipment and the outfits that fire officers have to use, they're not cheap. They're very expensive. Yeah. And so we have to be very smart with how we do it. And as we build out a model that suits us in the Bahamas, we have to make certain, and we heard Mr. Thompson earlier from Abaco, and they kind of show you how it's done. We have to make certain to include the general public, the volunteer fire brigade in this, because they're going to be critical, especially as we build it out and focus on these family islands.
Okay, thanks, friend. Excellent.
Thank you, sir.
All right, GNN, be safe, brother. Let's get to the next call. Talking Heads.
Yeah, how you doing, man?
Hey, good afternoon.
Mr. Dims.
How are you, sir?
I'm fine, I'm fine. Is Evan bad? I know you can look. Then you run this sweep.
Hello?
Evan.
Yeah, turn your radio down and just speak. All right, well, go ahead and speak.
Yeah, I said, Mr. Dims, I'm just glad to hear your voice.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
So my idea was the same thing you were saying now, but I say if you move from the station, there have to be something else going along with it.
Yeah.
And now the fireman, paramedic, that's an excellent idea. Mm-hmm. I think it will save the country in a very positive way.
Yes, sir.
So,
yes, sir.
Looking forward to whoever is successful to implement it. You know, it ain't going to be... An idea is an idea. Once it's good, take it.
Yes, sir. Our leader, he has been preaching this, and we haven't heard. We have yet to hear anything from the government as to how they intend in the short term to address these shortfalls. Because I mean, fortunately, to this point, we haven't had any serious or any loss of life. You know, if we don't pay closer attention and take immediate action, it could very well result in that.
I think the lack of commitment over too long, we in the Bahamas were lackadaisical in most areas because we are God blessed and very few things happen. To a tragic end. So we take things for granted, but at the same time, we got to be more proactive so we can keep abreast of things and get things where it should be and bring this country forward
Yes, sir.
But enjoy.
Thank you, sir.
Good stuff, man. Good call. Appreciate it. Let's get to the other calls. Talking Heads.
Yeah, Naughty, what's going on?
What's happening?
Hey, Dinkle, and good afternoon, Mr. Marvin Dean.
Good afternoon, sir.
Boy, I know this voice, but I ain't heard from you in a long time. Everything cooling.
Yeah, man, it's my fault, man. Yeah,
that's what I said.
It's a little project, but
yeah,
I'll be listening.
It's called the Miami Heat Don't Cut Skin. That's what it's called.
Huh?
It's called the Miami Heat Don't Cut Skin. That's what it's called.
Hey, we can talk about that after 5 o'clock, man. We can talk about that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I call you back 5 o'clock.
No, go ahead, man.
But Mr. Dames, when you were there for that 4 years and 3 months, in the 90s, it was a red truck with a dually.
Yeah.
With the chores of life and everything and things and that. They still have that?
Boy, I don't know. I can tell you, you know, a lot of those fire appliances have been running extremely low. I remembered when we were in government, we had budgeted for the acquisition of, I think at the time, about 4 to 5 fire appliances in 1 year. Because we saw some of the shortfalls. Many of those engines or those appliances that they currently have, you know, are facing some challenges. And
but that was very important. If you have an accident like that on Prince Charles where that young man was wrapped around that lamp pole, and then the ambulance reached there, then you just realizing you need the jaws of life. I agree, dude. That red truck and the ambulance used to work together. Because like my boy Marvin Johnson say, ghetto youth, say, like in the state, every accident in the state, the fire engine will show up to the accident at the same time as when they call 911.
See,
the fire engine will show up. The no police and thing is showing. The fire engine, like he say, they show up there in the prayer minute. But that draws a life in that red truck. Because over here, even that big long fire engine with the ladder, when they used to be driving around, showing off dead, cleaning up and everything, that break down and all.
Yeah,
and you need that to fight the fire with us on Bay Street. And if we have any hotel fire, any 6-7-story building.
That's
over here, we don't maintain and keep things going, man. But why?
See, that's a good point that you're making. Mm-hmm. This is right to what we're saying. We have a challenge because what you're seeing at the point that you're making, there is a deficit of resources. Now, you know what a jaws of life is, and you know how important that is, right?
Yes. That could save your life. Call that to come there.
Right. So, and the fact that it was not on the scene, you may have several problems there. You have a deficit of resources. Another thing you may have is you have a shortage of manpower and a deficit in experienced fire officers. As I said before, most of the experienced fire officers are probably police reservists. These are men who once served and who are so committed to the profession of firefighting that they have returned to the police force to assist the fire department and fighting fire because they understand what it takes. And a lot of them make significant sacrifices. I know a lot of them. I spoke to several of them over the last 2 weeks, and they were telling me about several of the fire in New Providence, the one on the highway there where they had the explosion and how it damaged the fire engine and how, you know, people, you had a lot of people with were within the strike zone. You see,
yeah, I see the fire engine still rolling around the hood all by now.
Yeah, but you had people, what was, and this is where I say a deficit of experience, because you had people in the strike zone, meaning that if an if a secondary explosion had taken place, and to my understanding it did, a lot of several politicians and civilians had to run for safety. Now, experienced fire officers would have cordoned that off and say, listen, you have to be at this point is a safe point, because if we have a secondary explosion, we don't want you to become a casualty or the risk of you becoming a casualty.
I hope this commissioner of police right here took a break on the government bureaucracy and things too, man. Because if you need a tie-in, you need a part for these missions, the red tape and the yellow tape you've got to go through, the gear one tie-in, the gear one starter, and the gear one alternator and things.
Well, listen.
Man, just let these machines, them rotting right down for one alternator and a starter.
I love the commissioner of police. The commissioner of police once served under me, a very proficient officer. She, like several recent commissioners, are limited in many respects because you have a government who loves to play policemen. They love to play policemen. And what you're seeing here is, you know, I spoke to a fire officer whose name I will not mention, that they were recommending for the police force standard shift fire engines, like they have standard shift ambulances with no one to drive them, you see? And so when you have that level of influence within the police force and within the fire services, what it leads to is a kind of interference that leads to the stunting of growth, all right, and development of these areas. And that's very concerning.
All right, let's get to another call real quick, and then we got some text we got to get to. And then I have a few questions as well. Talking Heads.
Please stop talking shit to Marvin
Neal. Hey, Dave. You see, listen, Dave. Let me tell you. Dave. Now, you's my boy, Dave. You really want me to pull your file, Dave? Dave, the PLP still got you doing foolishness like that, Dave? Dave, I thought you graduated, man. I thought you had more things to do. Of all them alleged ill-gotten housing contracts you got, man, and construction. Dave, this me, you know. You want me to pull your file, Dave, and tell you how you like to massage certain people from Germany?
You see, these...
You want me to go there? You want me to pull your breezes file, Dave? Don't call my show doing that fool no more, Dave, all right?
You know, I would have loved to hear what that individual would have said. You see, the thing is here is there are some people in this country who really believe that they are the only voice in this country. But I, Marvin Deems, I'm here to tell them that no voice in this country can silence me. I am going to speak truth to power. And clowns like that? You see, I don't throw rock and hide my hand. And I met that clown somewhere before, and he was so nice and so loving and so... You know, I don't play those kind of games. I can speak truth to power. We have a government that is failing this country. It's failing this country in health. It's failing this country in education. It's failing this country with crime. It's failing this country with its youth. They talk about growth in the economy. Where's that growth trickling? It's trickling to a few. Only a few can talk about how they could eat probably caviar and how they could wear expensive watches and take expensive bags around. You see it on social media.
Don't forget the Fashion Nova.
While people are out there in those communities, because I walk those communities, they can't pay their bills. They don't know where the next meal is coming from. They don't know how to fix the leak in their roof. They don't know how to pay their electricity bills because of escalating costs. And we're talking about growth? Where that growth is? This is a government. This is an opaque government. This is governance. You know, I mean, you know, governance by cookery. All right? So when you send your trolls out to talk and call, bring them. Marvin Dame saying a back down from them. In the room or outside of the room. I stand up for the small man. The small Bahamian man and woman who are suffering every day. All right? While they're buying planes and traveling all over the world. All right? Like we can determine what happens in Africa or in Europe.
Let's get to, we got this one quarter, and then we can get to the text. Talking Heads. Talking Heads.
Hi, Naughty.
Good afternoon. Turn your radio down for me, please. Talking Heads. But what's going on? What you got for us today?
Hi, Mr. Dames. How are you?
I'm good day, Bam. How are you?
We still got her or did she drop? Hello? Carla, give us a call back because we kind of lost you there and I want to hear what you got to say. All right, Mr. Dance, I got to get some text for you, man. You seem like you got tough skin. You already say you ain't never scared just now, so it's all good.
We're all Bahamians. We all have a voice.
Are Roscoe back on? Let him chime in.
Before you go to, and I wholeheartedly agree with what Marvin Dames just said, but ask the government right now why we have two fire trucks sitting here in Abaco and one is sitting there with a flat tire and can't be fixed. This is when you talk about, you know, travel budget that's ballooned so much, but they can't even simply repair a fire truck that's sitting on the runway. Not the one that's in the bush, but I think it's actually one that was purchased under the previous administration and is still under warranty. You know, these are the things that when we look at our country and see where it's going, you know, this is, and I agree with him, ain't nobody gonna keep my mouth shut. And I don't care who you are, I'm gonna speak up for what is right and what is right for my community. You know, and that's how I look at it. Anyway, yeah. I'll let you go. Y'all have a blessed day.
Good stuff, sir. Roscoe. Thanks for chiming back in. I know Roscoe will be listening, you know, what he deals with over there in Abaco. All right, let's get to the, is that the quarter we lost? Let's see if that's the quarter that we lost. If not, we'll jump in. Let's talk to Philly, since Philly is a sucker for punishment. Oh, hold on one second. Talking Heads.
Yes, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, Philly?
No, just wanted to say hello to Mr. Marvadale. Mr. Marvadale, what's going on, man?
I'm right here, sir.
How you doing?
God bless you. I'm fine, sir.
Let me make an introduction. This is Philly. He's a caller who lives in Philadelphia, who loves the PLP, who says he comes home only to vote.
Really?
And you should be able to speak to the illegalities of that. You know what I mean? What constituency you live in. I just wanted to make the introduction, so now you know who you're talking to. Yeah. Go ahead, Philly.
Yes, sir. No, I just want to hello, man. I mean, Mr. Mamadine, I watch you all the time on the TV, man.
Yes, sir.
I watch Godless News every night.
Thank you.
When I come back to Nassau, sir, I would like to meet you, sir.
The pleasure's all mine. I hope when you come back, we could talk about how we can change some things.
No. When I come back, I come in by to cast my vote.
I'm looking.
You understand?
I'm looking for you.
Hit
me up.
Thank you
so much, sir.
Yes,
God bless you. Thank you, sir.
All right. Make sure to look for him when you come back to vote, because last time I checked, you got to live in the constituency 3 to 6 months before you could vote, right?
Yeah.
Just off afraid from Philly. Oh, boy. I tell you. All right. Let's get to these texts real quick. Naughty, please ask Mr. Dames, where was this idea when he was in the house? Please inform us.
Well,
clearly said earlier that it was on your manifesto from August 2021.
It was in the manifesto. And as I said before, had we won the government, that would have been a reality by now, because this government is 4 years in.
But Dexter, yeah. I think what you should, all right, what we're going to do is we're going to have to go over. Let's get to Cuban Willie's immigration numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game. We'll get to the news right after the news. Mr. Dames and I jump back in. We'll deal with the text, and we'll deal with some more callers. Callers, you can call us back right after the news. Text, just keep them coming, and we'll chop it up in short order. All right, keep it right where you got it. The Monday, May 12th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Show me the thoughts in them heart for me. Me dip on me journey, them can't see me. In my preface, in me can't write up for me. Be a shield for me, reveal to me. All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game.
¡Huepa! Soy yo, Cuban Willy. Buenos días. It's Monday. And it's time for my numerology report brought to you, of course, by the Island Gang. And I got the lucky three words for you today. And the lucky three words for you today. 2-6-7. 2-6-7. Play and win with the Island Gang. Stay winning, my friend.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Looking for another way to save on your grocery bill? Then look no more. My Solomon Smart Rewards, the ultimate loyalty program. To start earning smart rewards every time you shop Solomon's, Fresh Market, and Exuma Markets. Loyalty members earn 1 point for every dollar spent, and points can be earned and redeemed in all participating locations. Don't be left out of the savings. In Nassau, Grand Bahama, or Exuma today, start earning your smart rewards.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Turn up the heat and the flavor with the new Jalapeno Fire from KFC. Crunch into the iconic taste of KFC's original recipe, extra large filet that's made with KFC's secret recipe of 11 herbs and spices cooked to perfection. Stacked high with spicy jalapeno peppers, pepper jack cheese, and our cool but kicking jalapeno sauce, all wrapped up in a soft, toasted brioche bun. Go bolder and crank up the heat with our spicy zinger filet. The new Jalapeno Fire is bringing the heat and it's finger-licking good.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
We're still here. Since 1941, the Armory Company has been your trusted partner and one-stop solution for all your business and technology needs. From printers to copier leasing, point of sale to cloud video surveillance, and access control to ATMs, we've got it all. And we ship to all family islands. Call our dedicated customer service team now at 397-1600 or visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street and experience excellence that stands the test of time. The Armory Company. Your success is our business.
John Shoes and Accessories is your
your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Wake up, Bahamas. Join the Zonta Club of Nassau's second annual We Are Family Fun Run Walk and Push on Saturday, May 17th from 6 a.m. at the Montague Foreshore. Push a stroller, walk with grandma, or sprint. Just move with us. The first 100 finishers will receive a medal. Stick around for health screenings and wellness sessions. Every dollar supports PACE and the Bahamas AIDS Foundation, along with our youth programs. Registration for groups of 10 is $25 each. Single adults, $30. Kids under 13, 10. Plus, everyone that registers gets a goodie bag and t-shirt. Call us today at 807-3021 or email ZontaClubOfNassau@hotmail.com. See you at the Montague Foreshore on May 17th at 6 a.m.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
I care less what workers of iniquity. Rastafari, it's my security. Chillin', and I'ma go.
We're back at you on the Monday, May 12th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. Look out for Pearly. Pearly should be zooming in, you know, at some point. And if Roscoe chimes back in, that's fine, because I know he's still chiming in down there from Abaco dealing with the fire. Our special guest today, former Mount Moriah MP and Minister of National Security in the previous FNM administration, Mr. Marvin Dames, having a candid conversation, made headlines today in today's Guardian, you know, standing up and endorsing what FNM leader Michael Pintard called for, was an independent fire department. And obviously talking with Mr. Dames, he offers some insight with his previous capacity as former Assistant Commissioner of Police and Minister of National Security, basically of how the thing go. So obviously, you know, it's good to get insight. And I don't want to politicize this, because I'll be brutally honest. The previous administration didn't get it done when it comes to this, and this administration didn't get it done because of this. So we as Bahamians suffering. So pointing the political finger ain't helping. It's finding out who possibly could be the answer or the fix for this vexing problem of fires, and not just here in New Providence, within the archipelago and the Family Islands. And we are severely undermanned and under-resourced in these departments. And we proved it on this show by a simple phone call to fire stations. Do you have a fire station? Do you have a fire truck in your station? Elizabeth, no. Carmichael, no. Cable Beach, I don't care what you tell me. No, because I don't never see one there. Anyway, let's get these texts in real quick, and then we get to the phone lines. And we got a bunch, so buckle up, here we go. please ask Mr. Dames where this idea was when he was in the House. Why didn't it happen then?
Well, as I said before, it was included in our 2021 manifesto, and that was during the COVID period. Now, had we won the election, I would assure you that that would have been done, because it was one of our key policy initiatives in our 2021 manifesto under national security.
All right, good afternoon, Naughty. Please let Mr. Dames know that Assistant Commissioner Hines is in charge of the fire department.
Yeah, but he also has several other responsibilities, I'm certain, under his remit. As when I served as a deputy commissioner, the fire department fell under me. I am speaking about having a senior, I was just given an example that there are no senior officers in the assistant commissioner ranks with the exclusive authority of the fire services. Okay? If someone has the fire services under their remit, they probably have some other divisions as well. Okay? But the point I was making is that this is the highest number of assistant commissioners that we've ever had under this government. And if they saw fit to promote, 8, 9 assistant commissioners, then one would think one should have been assistant commissioner of fire services.
Let's get to the next text. Naughty, good example. Mr. Dames made a good example about the firefighters in New York. Not only do they deal with fires, they also rescue and have medical experience and personnel on hand.
That's correct.
There were multiple... Naughty, with all due respect to the former commissioner, why didn't he implement the changes he suggested when he was in the position to make the change? There were multiple fires that occurred under this, under his watch as well.
Yeah, as I said before, recognizing from my experience and where we were, I felt that there was a need for the fire department to be a separate service. As a result, we included that in our 2021 manifesto. Okay? And remember that, that was during the COVID period. Had we won the election, it was a key policy mandate under national security. So it meant that whoever served in that capacity would have had to bring that to reality. And this government is 4 years in. By now, if we were the government, you would have seen an independent fire services.
Good day, Naughty, and good afternoon to your guests. To top it all off, you can pull all the personnel you need from the Youth Guard, ensuring that the youth will have a positive way to contribute to the country for years to come. Oh, wow, that's a long text. Hi, Naughty. Professionalism is correct. The firefighters do not even have uniforms. Currently, they wear mechanic overalls. And Naughty, we have to start measuring and improving the successful outcomes of the scenes of these fires and accidents. Right now, these ambulances just act as hearses for free. Wow. I don't want people to... All right. Naughty, good afternoon. I don't want people to get up in arms over certain situations regarding the fire and lose focus on others. But we do need youthful injection into the Royal Bahamas Fire Branch. I have heard that a retired 76-year-old engineer was fighting fires in Abaco last week, and he has suffered a stroke and had to be airlifted. He's still in hospital and recovering. He's always been a healthy individual, but apparently he was out there fighting fires to save people's home when the government should adequately staff and train firefighters. And props out to that 76-year-old. I don't know who he is, but I'm going to find out who he is because I'd like to thank him for that sacrifice and wish him a speedy recovery.
Yeah.
But, I mean, my God, I mean, that's the stuff I don't like to hear about that could be avoided.
Yeah.
When we're proactive rather than reactive.
Oh, yeah. And one must realize, too, that the fire department has a very, very important role. We look at these bushfire and house fire and figure that's all they do. But they also have to inspect buildings, hotels. Before a building is approved for operation, the fire department has to do inspection, hotel, resorts all over this country. And so that small group of officers are also doing work for planning, right? And have to travel to inspect and to approve. And so then you have arson investigations and things of that nature. So the work of a fire officer is very diverse. And all we see is when a fire occurs, them fighting a fire. But they also have other things to do behind the scenes that are just as equally as important. And so hence the need for a separate fire services.
All right, let's get Mr. Dames need to keep that fire. No pun intended, Naughty, when he returns to Mount Moriah. I love that fire.
Fire never went anywhere. I think that, you know, that we're at the stage in this country where a few believe that they are the only ones with the voices, right? And so I am here to say to that few, you can't silence me. I hear you and I see you and I know who you are. All right? You know, but Marvin Dames don't throw rocks and hide hands, okay? So I will continue to voice my concerns about what's going on in this country and what should be corrected, and I expect that if we're the government, that you do the same. But when you start your personal attacks on me, all right, and they're all baseless, come to my face and let's have a conversation. Right? I know who you are. right? And all of those who are going on mics and talking Marvin names this and Marvin names that, I am from the world of intelligence. I know you better than you know me. And that day of reckoning will come.
Naughty, not to change the subject, but us in Grand Bahama will not be fooled and tricked again about the hotel sale until we see the money in the bank. Y'all couldn't make that Tuesday show when we talk to Grand Bahama, hey. But yeah, I got to see it. I mean, at this stage, for Grand Bahama's sake, I hope it gets done. But at the same time, it's got to be done correctly, and it's got to be a binding deal. It can't be more moving to the goalpost and see what had happened. And we'll talk about it in depth tomorrow. We got another one here. Naughty, Roscoe knows very well that fire truck with the flat tire is not grounded for flat tire. This is the problem we have in this country. Everything is politics and politicized. What get to me is growth is grown on men like Mr. Thompson lying. I don't think, now there you go, Texter. Now you need to prove where Mr. Thompson told a lie. You need to send me pictures. You need to send me backable. You need to tell me the reason. What is the reason then? This show been going on 3 years. Roscoe been contributing every Monday on this show since it started. You think I could take your word with no facts, no nothing? Roscoe exposes the lack of resources when there are lack of resources to be exposed. What are you talking about? If he tells me that truck is stuck for a flat tire, then this truck is stuck for a flat tire. And if it's a government vehicle, I cry shame on them for that. Okay? That's the problem. We got too many people that like to defend the indefensible, and that's why we can't get ahead. Because nobody want to lose their personal bly from their political party or their political crony or their political handler. Naughty, you need to block that PLP troll. I know they give him half a pint of rat back to Todd Crowley. Leave Dave alone, man. Only I can talk smack about Dave. Y'all can't talk smack about Dave. I ain't know Dave long time. But you know, if Dave calling, then it's official. It's beyond a shadow of a doubt. We've got it locked from what is it. Naughty asked Mr. Dams, how does an independent fire service acquire more fire engines and personnel compared to the current situation? Well, I went online the other day and I found a place right there in South Florida. I could have got you detailed. They hooked up fire trucks, which you need fitted, which you need removed and ready to go. But Mr. Dams, would you like to speak to that?
Again, if you establish an independent fire services, then it would independent, and I like independent fire and emergency services, then you are going to have to set a budget for that service. Now, firefighting is an extremely expensive undertaking and fighting. And given that we are an archipelago, violence spread over some 100,000 square miles of sea. And we have to ensure that we have adequate firefighting apparatus on all of these islands. That further exacerbates this problem. But how we would do it is that we will have to certainly, once we separate it, we create a budget for it. And we find ways to mitigate the cost. And when I say mitigate the cost, this is where the volunteer fire brigade will come in as well. And so you're sourcing manpower that would have otherwise cost you a significant input. But even when you do that, the cost is going to be very, very, very high. And so, you know, the government will certainly have to look at ways and means to ensure that that independent fire services is adequately financed. The way it is now, the fire services under the Royal Bahamas Police Force budget, there is a line item for fire services. Now, if I can tell you that if there is a need to move funds from one line item to the next, it's very easy for the Commissioner of Police to via or have funds via from one account to the next. And as I said before, this is nothing against the Commissioner of Police and the great men and women of the Royal Bahamas Police Force, but fire officers fight fires for the most part. That is their primary mandate. most police officers fight crime, okay, and prevent crime. That's their primary mandate. And when you look at the executive level of the police force, all of those people that sit around the table every morning when they meet, the primary discussion is around crime, all right? And how do you mitigate that? How do you ensure that you have sufficient manpower on the streets? How do you ensure that you have sufficient vehicles on the street, right? Are you paying your bills for these various divisions? Are you providing sufficient uniform and equipment for officers? All of these are key focuses of any police department.
All right, let's get to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Good day, Naughty.
Good afternoon.
Good day to your guests. And
good day, sir.
Bahamas. Now, Naughty, I'm a concerned citizen in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, and my concern is the level of negativity that we have that, you know, runs across the nation and everything from talk shows. Now, I want to ask Mr. Dane some questions, if you don't mind.
Yeah, but hold on a second. When you say negativity that runs across talk shows, what do you really mean? Because maybe we say that things that you don't want to hear, or we mash the corner, accountable politically?
It isn't that. I just think the level of negative connotation that goes out across the national airways, I just think we should find another way of doing what we do, you know, because we're building a nation. And,
right, so if you want to build a nation, wouldn't it involve dialogue from different sources and quote-unquote different talking heads from different walks of life and different parts of the spectrum, politically, socially, economically, culturally?
It would indeed. It would. But
wouldn't some of those questions and topics and conversations be uneasy if we're trying to benefit and better the country? Shouldn't we have some tough conversations sometimes?
We should.
But anyway, go ahead. Make your point.
Yeah, we should. But in any event, I hear, you know, some of the things that Mr. Deans is saying, and when persons look up to people, and when they have a level of respect for people, and they see them take things in a way that you know is not, you know, necessary, or when you know that it's political for their own personal reasons and their own personal gains, it kind of put a bad taste in your mouth. Because, you know, I'm hearing all of the things that Mr. Dames is saying about the present government, and they were just in power during the COVID session. You know, they took our rights. They locked us down.
But caller, let me ask you a quick question.
And you voted us out.
Exactly. This administration got monkey strong. They took one of the most royal cut skins in the history of politics in the Bahamas.
But wait.
Since we're supposed to have this conversation, we need to be objective. Why are you skirting around now the last 4 years of this administration that has failed miserably in several categories? Since we keep it at 100, let's talk, you know, heavy is the head that weareth the crown. Wouldn't you agree? And I agree that last administration, especially their leader, should have got slapped up plenty, and they took it at the polls. But guess what? This administration now is failing miserably. What have you done? You had 4 years to implement this fire truck situation. Where is it?
They
both need slaps.
Yeah. You voted us out, and I respect that. That is what democracy is all about. And we are now we're working toward retaking the government. We're under new leadership, new focus leadership. Hear me out, sir. Hear me out. We're under new focus leadership. And we want to take this Bahamas in a direction that it has never gone before. And I think we, under our leader, Michael Pintard, we're primed to do just that. But when you say criticism, I can take criticism. But here it is. You have this government today. When the nurses and the doctors speak about the concerns around the PMH, they ignore them. When the president of the teachers union speak. Speak about the problem with the educational model. They ignore her, right? We have youths walking. Hear me out. We're talking about growth in the economy, but yet at the University of the Bahamas did a study, and they talk about what it will take for a middle class family of four and a working class family of four to survive. And I think a middle class family was what, $10,000 a month. And in the Bahamas, and a working class family is about what, $5,000 a month. And this government is touting its successes, but it's not trickling down to the working class. I can tell you, sir, I'm telling you from experience, I'm on the ground. You know, I want to cry when people can't bury their loved ones, can't afford to pay for it. I want to cry when a mother's going to call me and say, Mr. Dames, I have my two kids here, but I don't know where the next meal is coming from. Right?
All right, what's your other couple of points, callers?
Yeah.
Go ahead. What's your other points?
My thing, Naughty, is after the election, Mr. Dames disappeared. And here it is, a year out from election. Now he's back and, you know, he's running the government down of all these things. And, like, under his watch, there was no murders, there was no crime. All of these things that he's running the government
now.
Under his governance. You know, I mean, it's crazy that our kids wasn't in school. You know, it's crazy that we were locked down.
Okay,
now,
but,
right?
but hold on, call it. Let me ask you this though, since we're having a conversation, right? We could do revisionist history all you want, and that's fine. Why don't you talk about today, the here and now? Because that revisionist history ain't helping me right now. I need solutions for the problems that are on the clock today.
Sir, hear me out. What would you have preferred? You would have preferred me to stay in my own little corner, very quiet, out of the way. Are you afraid of my voice? Hold it. I disappeared from who? There were many people over the last 5 years that I worked with. I don't need to publicize that. That's nobody's business, all right? You know, we in this country, if we give someone a bag of potato chip, we want to take a picture and smile and say, see, I gave this person a bag of potato chip. That's not how Marvin Dames work. If I help you, hold it, and me and my wife have assisted many families over the last 5 years. I didn't need to go out and give a press conference for those things. That's not me. That's not how I was brought up. But if you expect that you want me to silence, you want my voice to be silenced. That's why you didn't hear from me. But I can tell you this. I'm a Bahamian. And when I'm ready to speak, I can speak. And no one's going to silence me, sir.
Mr. Dames, are you afraid of my voice, sir? Because you would not allow me to speak.
I wanted you to hear what I have to say. Now I'll listen to you.
I have 2 minutes on the show to make a comment.
You ain't got 2 minutes. You got as much time as I give you, bro. So don't go there. You've had more than 2 minutes. Go ahead.
You know, Naughty, thank you for the opportunity, Naughty. I appreciate it. Thank you.
So go ahead. Oh, okay. Listen, one thing we're not going to do is not be objective. The last administration got fired, deservedly so. And some good MPs were taken out in our wave because of what the nation wanted. But now, today in 2025, we got issues staring us off on our face. Talking about the past, don't have everybody knows what happened. Been there, done that, got the T-shirt, the F&M took the cut skin for it. Now we in 2025. Where are we? We really should be saying, like, the F&M was fired prior for their lack of implementing this as part of, you know, not doing it. What about the PLP of the day? Why do we still have fire issues going on? Who we should be mad at is ourselves. Because we keep the same process going. And we don't hold people accountable and transparent. And then when we try to, in some instances, people don't like that because it's bad for business. So how do we get forward? We have to talk and we have to be objective. And in a conversation about us lacking a fire department now, or we should have a separate fire department with proper infrastructure, I'm sorry, but COVID and lockdown, that don't have nothing to do with what we're talking about today and can't benefit us in this situation. We all know what happened. We all know who paid the price. We all know what's happening now, and we can see who could pay the price. But you got to be objective. It can't just be, listen, you all know I love my Cowboys, but when they do fool, I'm the first one to criticize them. Now, this offseason, they've done wonderful. They've done great. I can't say nothing about Jerry. But last offseason, what was I saying? Until the Grim Reaper come and carry Jerry Jones across Jordan, the Cowboys ain't going to be no better. You got to be objective. You got to say when your team dropped the ball, when they messed up, or when it's somebody else. But when you come with, you know, these blind, jaded narratives like most LeBron fans do, when it comes to running the country, it's way more important than sports. We got to hold you accountable. We got to be objective. We got to see the best angles. And boy, y'all hot for this show today, boy. Every line lit up, boy. Everyone. You know what I mean? I'm full of cause, but this, you creating buttons that didn't exist, Mr. Producer. Talking heads.
Good afternoon, Mr. Naughty.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Dane.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
That very same caller calls all of the shows, and he gets feelings whenever.
I believe that's Anton replacement. That's what I believe.
All the time. And he never once admits that his government has made some mistakes. I'm not saying that they're all bad, but they've made mistakes like the previous government has made mistakes.
That's correct.
Whenever you say something about his government, oh, you shouldn't say that. And you criticizing this one. And he can't ever see. He is so blind that he cannot see whatever his government does is good to him. It's perfect. But oh, the F&M was this. Yes, like we mentioned, the F&M was voted out. Do you want us to same thing there?
Yep.
We'll vote you out. Yep. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right, let's get to the other calls. Talking heads.
Naughty Nicks. Can I speak, Mr. Dave? Can we speak to you?
Hey, Dave. Got the right protocol and you know how it is, you don't want to curse and carry on and show you behind, go ahead, man.
Naughty, first of all, Naughty, I never curse in my life. Never curse.
Excuse me, Dave, that's where you're going wrong. You just opened the last phone call. It is recorded. And you said, Mr. Dame, stop talking the S word. Come on, hey, Dave.
No, first of all.
I don't want to say all your PLPs is a lie, but you should be proving me right right now.
Bob and Dave, how are you doing, Bob and Dave? You all right?
I'm fine, man. How are you?
Mr. Dave, don't mislead things. I saw you at Phil Fuller, with your young daughter.
You're very pleasant, man.
Mr. Dibbs.
Yeah.
First, Mr. Dibbs. Otto's is big grown man, okay? No.
I would hope so.
Mr. Dibbs, I'm past man, okay? So don't get mixed up, no. Me, you good?
No, I ain't get mixed up, sir.
Mr. Dibbs, no. First of all, I judge you on your record, okay? Mr. Dibbs, don't disrespect you. I'll be decent to you. Mr. Dibbs, but you should be the last person to come on this radio on top of fire services, because you know why? You, Deputy Commissioner of Police, you was the man in charge of police. You had up and over, Mr. Dibbs, you had up and over, do you change these things? And number two, Mr. Dibbs, no, Mr. Dibbs, no. Do you realize when you was in court?
Dave, let me just ask one quick question, though, Dave. Since it's my show, let me ask you a question. Why has your beloved PLP, this Davis administration, not made the adjustments that the F&M was fired for?
Why haven't you all implemented it? First of all, we all know the F&M as a party should never even talk about police in this country. Mom and them totally decimated the police force.
But hold on. All right, Dave, I got to drop you there.
Are you an expert in law enforcement?
But wait a minute, Dave. You don't want to talk about the indictments in the Southern District of New York? You don't want to talk about that? I mean, isn't that more pressing? And do you want to talk about entrapment and how you take it?
Never before in the history of the Royal Bahamas Police Force has the police force come under so much scrutiny regarding corruption. Never before. And it hasn't been resolved to this day. It hasn't been resolved to this day. Okay? All right? So what are you talking about? Are you a police expert? Bring your police expert. I'll be happy to have a talk show with me and your expert on. Bring him. Okay, Dave, I remembered you from the time I was Minister of National Security. You would be picketing outside of National Security. You a hired gun for no reason. You would be picketing. And the minute you saw me face to face, it's all well and good. I'm cool with that, brother. I'm cool with that.
Let's get back to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Yes, hey, how you doing, Noddy? C. Allen Johnson. How you doing, Marvin? C. Allen.
How are you, sir?
All right. I didn't have to call. You know, I know the frat got it down.
Yeah.
But let me say something. Noddy kind of touched on it, right?
Yeah.
Dave and all of these individuals who never relentlessly let up on the FNM, even through COVID and even after Dorian. The whole aspect of 3.5 years of marketing,
yes,
said that they were better competent to resolve the issues. They mm-hmm. gave us a blueprint for change.
That's correct.
Today, 85%+ of the blueprint for change has not even been touched, nor have they effectively resolved a single issue that they said they had the answers to.
That's correct.
That is how we will judge them.
Yes.
Not on how bad the FNM did or whatever. The simple rule. It says, success is based on how well you did based on what you were capable of or promised to, not how well you did compared to how somebody else didn't perform.
That's correct.
And Dave, I guarantee you, you will beat a guy in a wheelchair in a 100-meter dash. So that means the other 10 people who beat you is what? See,
yep.
So this is the problem, is we will judge them. And it's no if, ands, and buts. Under Michael Pintard, we are moving to a resilient, sustainable ownership and opportunity economy where ownership, shareholder takes first preference and move the Bahamas into a 21st century environment, 24 years.
That's correct.
Without looking back.
Yeah.
Dave, them, you know, if you look at, you see Dave, you see the FPLP car? The PLP rearview mirror is larger than the windshield. We are looking forward to build back better.
That's right.
Leaving no one behind. Thank you so much.
That's right. And you see, these these trolls are using the playbook when they were in opposition. For now, they have yet to realize that they're the government and we're embarking on another election. He's using the playbook when he was in opposition. I mean, we're talking about healthcare. They're not listening to the nurses. They're not listening to the doctors. They put VAT on prescription medication. All right, but we can take it off. They put VAT on basic necessities. All right. And then come back and say, we can put 5 cents, we can cut it by 5 cents. All right? Who are you fooling? Who are you fooling? Huh? People are suffering. And we're traveling all over the world, all in Africa, and like, dancing around. This is a Robin, not Robin. This is a Robin. R-O-B-B-I-N-G. Hood government. They steal from the poor and give it to the few rich. That's what they do. This is they govern by stealth. This is a governance by stealth. What do I mean by that? You ain't know how they're governing. Everybody under the table. The chairs are empty. You only see them once the deals are signed. Bahamians are sick and tired of it. You can tell them, you can talk as much as you want. People ain't feeling that on the ground. And I don't care how you shape, shuck, and jive that. It's the same thing, bro. You take that opposition playbook, and you better find a real one because the election is coming.
Let's get back to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Hey, good afternoon, Marvin. Good afternoon, Noddy.
Good afternoon, sir.
Before Dave, I turned my radio down, but like this, I didn't want to hear Dave, right? This is Sam Bradley. Cam was calling doing that sometimes, criticizing that from doing the COVID time. So what's the problem? What's the difference now? I don't understand it, you know. But I don't understand. I don't know why they can't take the licks. That's a big one, man, you know. So they have to get what they get. I didn't go for you all last time and things like that.
Yes, sir.
Minister and everything, but you know, but the PLB's got to take their licks, and they have to get to take their licks too. Especially the PLB, they can't take. Beat.
Let me ask you, caller, as a voter. As a voter, do you have some bias remorse for voting for this administration?
Huh?
I said, do you have some remorse for voting for this administration?
No, I didn't vote for them. I voted for the third party.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes, that's all I'm saying. You know, I didn't want to call them. It's the call who call in. They can't take their licks. They love to criticize.
Heavy is the head that wear the crown, man.
In 2020, you know. Nah, they can't take the criticism. That's all I'm saying.
And just how you seeing it, the street seeing it too, the same way.
Yeah, man, because me and my friend, we've been in the Four Star Friday gone, right? Well, let's look at this now, right? Man, the breath, he bring down about 5%. They ain't still expensive in these Four Stars.
Correct.
Why you don't talk that?
They got some good talking points. See, they spend all their money specializing on swinging people.
Okay,
you go on the streets. Go on the streets. You see these young men, they looking for opportunities. They don't get it. They got to bow before these MPs to get a job. Why have to bow before you to get a job?
Yeah.
And when you give me a job or a contract, you want a certain percentage of it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm here to say this. I don't know where I will be come the next election. But we got to find out where all these deals and steals, where all these things are. Because we need to find the Bahamian people money and invest it in our young men the streets.
Sound like you support a Freedom of Information Act and transparency and fiscal responsibility and procurement act.
I support the act to say you saying things are good and people ain't feeling it. Well, let me see where the money is.
I didn't call them because I just have to say how they love the pro-stores before the election. They can't take it. Like, I don't know if they saw off or whatever.
Well, I'm going to say this.
Good stuff, man. Appreciate you.
We got to find the people's money.
Let's get to these other calls.
We don't see it.
It's our money and we need it now. Talking heads.
Yeah, Naughty. Listen, are you guys afraid of my voice or something? Because I'm speaking truth to power.
No. First of all, I just want to know if you're the new Anton, so I need to know how to take it. I don't mind talking to you. I think you're very... Hold on. No, let me speak, and I'll let you speak. This is my show. I think some of your points are good, man. They're valid. I give you your credit for it. But allow me, if I disagree or I say, hey, you got to be objective on it, to take it for what it is. I know you want to get better. I know you want to see the country get better, but you cannot just have your blinders on and admit that this has been a perfect 4 years. And this is, to me, this is what's important right now, because this is what we're living in. That's what we've lived in the past. We're now in the present, and we got issues we need to deal with. But go ahead.
Naughty, you know, the thing that I'm trying to get us to understand as citizens is there's one perfect man who ever walked the earth, and that's Christ himself. I've never said that the PLP is perfect. I've always said that every administration has their mistakes. Everyone has their flaws.
That's true.
I don't know why these people like to... Because what I am saying is so truthful and factual, they love to attack me, but to God be the glory. Keep your attacks coming, you know, because at the end of the day, all right, at the end of the day, the honor and the glory of God will be done in this country, because we have nation builders who are trying to build a nation, whether they are PLP or FNM. You have people on both sides of the divide who is trying to build this nation, while you have others. Every time somebody stack one block, someone pull out three. And that is not nation building. My thing is, okay, there is many positive ways that we can go from both sides, the FNM and the PLP, about building this nation, man. Come on. I am a countryman to my heart. I love the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. This is the only place I have. If I can't be in the Bahamas, I have nowhere else to go.
So why
should I be negative about building this?
Yeah.
Why should I tear this down? Why should I talk about the highest office in our country?
So the shoe...
All right, I've never...
Oh, okay, hold on, call on. Wait a minute.
The shoe is now on your foot. So we should all be sitting around the campfire singing Kumbaya, all right? And when the shoe... Hold on. When the shoe returns to our foot now... It's time to attack. My friend, it ain't that easy. All right, we got some serious problems in this country. Let me finish now. The host allowed you to speak for a while. All right? We ain't gonna let you off that easy. I know you say I was missing for a while. Now I come back. I'm the Bugumani. Huh? You scared of me?
No, I think you're scared of me?
Let me say this. I just want to send a shout out to my good friend. And these are real people. You know, Mr. Peter Capron and his crew down in Yellow Elder. This is a prime example of people who are doing something for the young people who are struggling on the streets. I saw him several weeks ago with about 40, 50 young men. This is an average, a normal Bahamian, Mr. Capron. A normal Bahamian who was sword fit to bring the young men who were struggling together and keep them off the streets. That's something that the people in power don't see. They don't care to see it. It means nothing to them. They are so removed from it because you know what? They're too busy flying. You know, this is a party of wings. They're flying all around the world,
all right, go ahead,
shucking
Gwala.
And jiving.
Go ahead, Gwala.
Mr. Dames, how much do you know about me?
Well,
I mean, other than the negative things that people speak of me, how much do you know about me and what I do?
Well, you at the beginning started off by talking about me. So how much do you know about me?
Yeah, because I think it's very distasteful for you who have failed.
No, because it's on your foot now. I'm attacking your party.
Let me speak. I think it's very distasteful for you who have failed miserably to come on the air and speak to the Bahamian people about the things that you're speaking to them
but,
about.
But hold on, wait a minute. Stop.
Yeah.
But I have to ask you this. Didn't this prior administration, this current administration, when they were in opposition, fail miserably? That's why they got voted out and they had four members in parliament?
Yeah,
but not.
Yeah,
no, but
yeah,
see,
but,
this is where...
Yeah,
the, no, caller, stop.
You cannot...
You're going to sit here and tell me you find it distasteful we go after the highest office in the land. They work for us. Get it in your head. They are not deity. They are not God. They work for us. We put them there to do a job. And you damn Skippy, I will hold them accountable if they fail to do their job. Go ask Minnis. Go ask Perry. Go ask Papa before them. And I was too young to get in on the Pendling train. Are you good, bro? See, it's one thing to feign and front like you a nationalist, but you hiding your party card. If you for country, country.
So
be objective.
That is unfair. Naughty, that is unfair.
What's unfair?
It is not so, and it is unfair for you to say that.
What's unfair for
it's
me to say?
So.
That the government works for us?
It's,
they do.
I have never hide any card for the PLP saying that they are perfect government, that they have done everything right. I have never said that, ever.
Be mighty defensive
so
today.
You
telling me you
are wrong for trying to put that on me.
Excuse me.
Everybody else who speaks the things or speak of me, you are wrong for it.
Then maybe you should work on your game because you know there's an old saying: 50,000 Frenchmen can't be wrong. So maybe the problem is with you and not with us, because maybe you getting your message across the wrong way. But for you to tell me you find it unfair that we talk about the highest office in the land, that's where you lost me, bro. You think in America they don't talk about Trump? Come on, man. I mean, really. If we're going to get better, we need to be objective. Okay? And I don't mind you beating up on F&M. Mr. Dame's taking his blows today. But don't sit here and deny like this has been a cakewalk and a bed of flowers with this administration. It's not. People hurting, people suffering. And this blind defense, you know, is crazy. And I will say, I've heard you a couple of times, and I will continue to give you opportunity to talk, and I'll continue to give you your props when you deserve them. But when you sound like Anton Jr., then I'm going to call you Anton Jr. And if you want to be Anton Jr., you need to step up your game. Because I'm going to be very disappointed in the way you're carrying on. I just letting you know. Let's get to the next call. Talking Heads.
Blind defense? You know, it's crazy. And I will say, I've heard you a couple of times, and I will continue to give you opportunities to talk.
Turn your radio down a little bit.
I'll give you your props.
Okay.
You deserve them. But then you sound like Anton Jr., then I go forward to Anton Jr.
Turn your radio down, bro.
I turned it down.
Now you playing me back?
Oh, God, sorry about that, bro. I didn't know this with you, man. Naughty, just let's keep the same objectiveness that you just speak about. Let's keep the same objectiveness. Mr. Deems is sitting there, right? And I'm sure, well, he wasn't announced yet, but I'm sure he is looking to run again in the next election. Naughty, Mr. Deems served in the past government. So at some point, his record have to come up again in order for us to critique him and hear what is his new plan and why it is that we should elect him again.
He just can't be. He show up on the show, and every time someone question him about his past record in public service,
Hold on, I have read the text, and I let Dave call in. So don't.
I listen to you. Give me a chance, 1 minute, please. Then I can listen. I can listen.
Yeah, but don't. No, no. I can stop you when you go in off wrong and creating a wrong narrative.
What I said. What did I say was wrong just now, Naughty?
Several texts that I read were very critical of Mr. Dames and the F&M administration, and I let Dave call in the second time when he found Mana. So what are you talking about?
Yes, but just allow me.
All right, I will, but get it right. Don't get it twisted.
How you doing, sir? Mr. Dames, how you
doing?
Don't
get it twisted.
I'm fine. How are you, sir?
Just let
me say, I agree with everything you said at the beginning.
Uh-huh.
And my record should come to the fore if I decide or choose to run again.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We have some questions. We have some questions that we need to ask you, and these questions stem from many things. One of the reasons why these questions may come up again, because we all know a snap election was called last year, so we need to find out some things, what was happening and where you stand, because we now hearing you saying about the new fire, the fire department should be separate, and we all know that Mr. Dames came up in the as a police officer, went up straight to the top, and all of these things. And some of this the first time we are hearing about these things, so we have some questions to ask,
yeah.
Rightfully. All right, so we are not attacking you, but there are some things that we didn't understand because after the election and y'all lose, a lot of y'all just went away. Whether y'all was helping people in your community, that's very good. But we haven't heard if we were the general public. So now we have some questions. This ain't nothing to be attacking you.
But
after I hang up now, if I ask you a question in favor of the PLP, you will say to me, I'm a troll.
With all due respect, Dave called in and was cursing. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, but Dave wrong.
Right.
Dave
so
wrong.
So for Dave to be called a troll, he deserved that. You don't deserve to be called a troll for asking a question.
Allow me my little few couple more seconds.
I'm allowing you, so go ahead and ask a question.
Mr. Dave, I have a question for you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Why it is now that we should believe what you are saying now? Because as same as you, I work in the police force too, okay?
Right.
And we know the situation with the fire department.
Right.
Mr. Dames, you served under, you was the deputy commissioner, minister. And still we saw nothing happen different.
So let me say,
it
was said at the beginning that in 2021, we're now in 2025, as one of our key policy mandate or initiative, we had included in our manifesto under national security that we were going to set in place an independent fire services. That's in 2021. Okay?
Let me finish, sir.
Had we won the election, what I am saying, because this government now is at the back end of its approaching another election. Had we won the election, that independent fire services would have been a reality by now. Okay? Now, you said you serve in the police force. I too, and you know, serve as deputy commissioner. We take policy and we transform policy into action. It's the government's job to deliver on policy. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so
you understand that, right?
Yes, I understand that. I understand how it works. Okay. I'm going to ask you a question.
Now, caller, just 1 second. I just want you to know this, caller.
The reason why you calling for this fire chief now, a fire to be separate now, right? Okay, what is the reason you calling for it to be separate now?
The reason I'm calling for it to be separate now is because, like I said, we had it in our 2021 manifesto. Let me finish. We had in our 2021 manifesto because we envisioned that this is what it would have come to. Now that we're seeing all of these fires and some of the challenges and me too speaking to former fire officers in recent times, right? Nobody is speaking about what we need to do to correct this problem. Always going from fire to fire and concerns to concerns. Nobody is speaking to, well, I think it's time for us to do this. Well, because we had it in our 2021 manifesto, and I am a bohemian who is free to speak whenever he wants, wherever he wants, I am saying now, in light of all of the challenges that we are facing, that it's going to only get worse, and saying that nobody is coming up with how we rectify it, as a former senior officer, as a former minister of government, and the fact that we had it in our manifesto, I think that it was important for me just to say, listen, guys, we had this in our manifesto. We got to do this. Okay? And that's why we're here.
Mr. Dems, we got to wrap. We've done the full 2 hours. I appreciate it. You got to come back for another one,
yeah,
for
man.
Sure. And I appreciate
whenever.
You being so
whenever,
candid
sir.
And upfront.
Whenever, sir.
And just let me reiterate. I think a lot of people know the previous administration, when I had to throw blows on them, I did. Because it was deservedly so. This administration, I throw blows on them because it's deservedly so. But at the end of the day, we must be objective. If we start admitting as voters that there are flaws in both parties and we need to hold them accountable to do better the next time they get an opportunity, then we need to remain objective and focus on being Bahamians first. You can't let your political colors get crossed up. Because at the end of the day, we are aquamarine, gold and black. Okay? That's who we are. This red, this yellow, this green come after. I appreciate the passion. I like it. Just let's be objective. I like a good debate. I like a good joust. But at the end of the day, if we take the components of that debate that are good and positive to build this country, we've done something well. If we sit there and remain non-objective, we're going to keep spinning the wheels in the mud like the hamster on the wheel going round and round and round and round in a circle. All right? Now, Dexter, that was three questions that you got in there. How you can text back and say that I got you? I gave you three. Ain't never satisfied. We can see y'all tomorrow, man. We talking Grandpa tomorrow. Mr. James, thank you. We'll do it again.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it.
With pleasure.
And everybody who called in, texted and chimed in, we'll do it again tomorrow right here on Talking Heads.